Yeah, man, I remember the shit. First time I met that motherfucking MP, bro, I had just transferred out to Bell. I'd been fucking up in my high school. I ain't gonna put the name out there, but I transferred out to Bell mainly because one of my best friends had moved out there. He was like, "Yo, you can come out here and play football." I'm like, "Oh shit, okay, fuck yeah, let me go out there." So I don't know. It was probably like first week of school. I go to lunch. Standing outside, you know what I mean? I'm brand new. I'm the only fucking Puerto Rican in the whole school. And we talking about a school that only had two black people. And neither one of them played sports. You feel me? That's what kind of town Bell was in, you know, Bell is. So, you know, I'm going to lunch and shit. It happened to be a lunch that my best friend, the reason why I went to Bell, wasn't there and shit. You know what I mean? So I'm like, fuck. I met this one kid in class. His name was, you know, B. We call him BT. So as soon as he spotted me in class, he's like, "Yo, you from Lachman?" I'm like, yeah, I went to school out there." I was like, "Okay, yeah, I could tell, man." He's like, "You DB boy, right?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's my boy." He's like, "All right, yo, meet me after class." All right. So it was like a Friday. He's like, "Yo, man, you want to go to the football game tonight?" I'm like, "Hell yeah, let's go to the football game." You know what I mean? Little did I know, this motherfucker, he ain't paid to go to the football game. So anyway, he came and scooped me up. He had a fucking Mazda 626, right? Motherfucker's like 17 years old. So he had a nice ass Mazda 626. Comes, picks me up. We go out to the fucking football game out there. So we pull in. It's the football field. We're in the back parking lot. When you pull up to the back fence. And I'm like, "Yo, we're not going in the game." He's like, "Fuck no, we're about to sit on top of the car and watch the game over the fence." So I'm like, "All right, fuck that shit, let's do it." You know what I mean? So we sit up there, we're chilling. All of a sudden, two of his homeboys pull up. One of them happened to be MP. You know, he gets out, we speak, "What's up, what's up?" He's like, "Oh yeah, what's up? You're the new kid, yeah." You know, we're like, "Yeah, you can tell you stand out here." I'm like, "Yeah, no shit, right?" So anyway, we're sitting there chilling, watching the game, and it was. We happened to be behind the opposing team, and it was two ball girls, right? It was two ball girls sitting out there, and I was trying to holler at one of them. So I'm yelling at one of them from behind the fence, but the other one kept turning around, and it happened to be a fat chick. So she turned around like three times, like the third time, I'm like, "No, fat bitch, not you, your friend, you know what I mean?" All of a sudden, Mike just fucking busts out laughing, bro. All right. Yeah, we'll fix it. Did you stop it? All right, yeah, so fuck that. So he busts out laughing and shit, right? From there on, I was like, "Yo, yeah, he's on my level." You know what I mean? So we ended up watching the game. Me and my boy BT, we ended up picking up two chicks that we went to school with. One of them happened to be a cheerleader and shit. So anyway, we hung out with these girls all night long. I happened to get lucky. Well, then I know Monday at school, it was a Friday night, Monday at school, everybody knew about that shit. Goddamn. So a situation happened to happen while me and this girl was hooking up in the back seat of the car. Nobody knew. Somebody walked up and opened the door, saw my ass in the air. So somebody got a good look at my ass that night. So I go to walk up to Mike Monday. He talking about, "Yo, I heard you got a hairy ass." "Yo, I heard you got a hairy ass, bro." I just put my head down and started laughing. So from there on, me and him fucking clicked, right? That was my boy. So at the same time, when I went out to Bell, I was dating this older girl. She was like 23 years old. So by the time I turned 18, I'm like, "Man, fuck this." I had only been in Bell for like 3, 4 months. I'm like, "Fuck this shit, man. I'm out of here. This town's too fucking small for me." She was from down south. She was from the Naples area where I had previously spent the summer. So I had met her while I was down there for the summer, staying with my brother and shit. We hit it off, you know, started dating. She wanted me to move down there. So I was like, "Fuck this." I left high school, you know. Went down there, moved in with her and shit. So stayed down with her for about 6 months. So shit didn't work out. Long story short, came back. I hit up my boy DB. Like, yo, bro, I'm back in town. He's like, yo, I'm coming to scoop you. Like, this is the same night I'm back home, right? Same night. I'm coming to scoop you. All right, cool. He comes pick me up. We ride out to fucking Bell. Of course, that's where we're going. We pull up to a house. Mike's there. Another kid, like two other kids that we got real tight with. We chill. So, I was like, yo, remember me? He's like, yeah, I remember you, blah, blah, blah. So we instantly connected again. So at the time when we were living in the area we were living, bro, there was no money out here. Like, unless you had a degree or whatever, you were making like fucking $5, $6 an hour. Like, you couldn't survive on that shit. We fresh out of school. So my brothers had just moved down to Golden Gate, Naples area, where I had just moved back from. I'm like, yo, we need to move down there, bro. We can make a lot more money. We can save up, get a place. We had a whole plan. Mind you, we're 18 years old. So none of that shit worked out. But anyway, we tried. So shit, we both saved up some money. Fucking, I went down there first, started staying with my brother. Then he came, and we both were living with my brother. So we were hunting for jobs, man. We ended up working at a sporting goods store, right? So we ended up meeting some kids there. Now, when I was there before, the kids that I had met, all of them smoked green. Like, so when I went back to Gainesville, I'm like, yo, I got a plot. I got an idea. When we go back down there, bro, we finna hustle. That's gonna be our thing. I had a plug up here, in Gainesville for some Gainesville green, which if you from the Gainesville area, you know what it's about. You know what that shit is. So, mind you, I'm 18 and 19 years old. So I got a plan. We go back down there. We start serving shit like that, man. We get a job working at a sporting goods store. End up meeting some more cool kids, which came into play later on. So anyway, when we went down there, man, we wild out. Like, we were different from all the kids that were down there. All the kids that were down there were sheltered. Parents had money, spoiled. And, I come from the hood. My boy Mike, he's from St. Petersburg. He damn sure from the hood. You know what I mean? St. Petersburg, Tampa. We went down there, man. We were on a different level. We were hungry. Plus, we saw a lot of money around. Like, if you've been to the Naples area, man, there's nothing but rich people down there. Straight up. You know what I mean? So when we went down there, man, we were trying to do anything to come up, young and dumb type shit. So we end up wilding down there, but at the same time, we kind of drew some attention to ourselves. So in the same apartment area that we lived in, there was another dope dealer there that was under surveillance. While they were surveilling him, they wound up picking up on us because we had a lot of traffic coming in and out of the apartment. So in the next building, there happened to be this girl that had a crush on Mike. So she comes over one day and she's like, hey, this cop was hitting on my mom's. And she said that the cop told her, oh, your daughter be hanging out with two drug dealers, which was me and Mike, which we were in drug dealers. But she told us that I guess the dude was trying to hit on her and was trying to get in with her, you know what I mean, by snitching on her daughter and shit like that. So anyway, she was like, yo, you see that RV over there? And the setup, we were in a little apartment complex. It was two buildings. And it was a big parking lot, a huge parking lot. Then there was like a hotel on the other side of the parking lot. A couple rows back, there was an old ass, like 1970s RV, bro. All the curtains were closed. So this kid that was standing up there with her, he winds up riding his bike up there. He's like peeking all around in the fucking RV and shit. Turns around, he's like, yo, there's a camera in this fucking van. How about the very next day, the fucking van was gone. Straight up, promise you. Oh, trust me. Shit went south quick, right? So by this time, man, we had so many friends and shit like that. We knew so many people. We were going out to the Marco Island area, partying with these rich kids, shit like that. So every weekend, we had a routine. We worked Monday through Friday because the kids that were still in high school would work the weekends. So since we weren't in high school, we'd work Monday through Friday, had the weekends off. Every Friday, get off about 5, 6 o'clock, go to the house, get dressed, we off. You know what I mean? Whatever the weekend holds. And we talking about, we down in South Florida. There's a little bit of everything to get into. Bro, we like 5 miles from the beach. Naples, Golden Gate area. That's literally where we stay, Golden Gate, Florida. We were like 5 miles from the beach, right? So it was whatever. These kids used to have to party in the woods. They used to have to party in the woods because anytime they had a house party, they would call the county cops. And the cops, the sheriffs would come and break that shit up. So they used to have to go out into the woods, bury kegs, and then if the cops showed up, everybody would just scatter, like, hey, everybody for themselves, you know what I mean, type shit. So anyway, after, you know, about 2 weeks of this shit, you know, after that happened with the RV, we go home one weekend, man. I just came back from Gainesville, just read up. We go shower and shit like that. We go to run out the house, and I grab a little something in my pocket. So we walk out to the car, right across the parking lot. There's two sheriffs sitting out there, two Collier County sheriffs sitting there watching us. And I know they're watching us because they literally didn't unlock their eyes the whole time we walked to the car. So me having something, I'm like, yo, I forgot something. I run back to the house, stash my shit. We go and jump in the car and shit. We start making our way all the way up to North Naples, which is about a good 45-minute ride with traffic, right? The fucking cop car followed us the whole way. Every fucking turn. Can't make this shit up. Every turn, they followed us the whole fucking way. So we get to my boy JR's apartment, right? So we plan on being there the whole weekend because JR's mom had left for the weekend. So she would leave him by himself and shit. So, bro, we were in the apartment chilling, and I'm bugging. I'm like, yo, y'all saw that shit, right? So we're like, yeah, like, everybody confirmed that car fucking, like, sheriff fucking car followed us the whole way. So anyway, we parted that weekend. Probably about 2 weeks after that. Mind you, we went there couple of months before school let out. So by the time this third event happened, it was like prom time. So everybody was having their prom parties and shit that we knew. They were still in school. Mind you, we 18, 19, but we were still, you know, cool with kids that were in school and shit. So they invited us to a fucking prom party at the beach, at a condo. So we're like, oh, yeah, we going. I tell you, these kids are... their parents got fucking stupid money, bro. Like, we shouldn't even be hanging out with these kids type shit. You know what I mean? We ain't on their level. So we go anyway. Go up there. Kids are rolling their ass off, tripping, like, wilding. They're fucking going nuts. We there about fucking 30 minutes. Before we headed over there, I borrowed my brother's car. We dropped him off at a club. And it was a Haitian spot, popular Haitian spot down there that he went to. So we dropped him off. We went to the party and shit. Except he don't call me. He calls my boy MP. I see the look on his face. He's like, yo, we got to go. I already know what time it is. We haul ass out the door. Let's get the fuck out of here. Boom. Run downstairs. Jump in the car. I'm in a 2000 Dodge Neon. That'll tell you what time frame it is. It's about 1998, 99. I'm in a 2000 black Dodge Neon stick shift. Right. Probably doing about 90 down Golden Gate Parkway. If you're from that area, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. I ain't lying. Right. We pull up. Bro, there's about a fucking 1,000 Haitians outside the club. cops. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Mind you, at the time, I'm about 300 pounds. I was fresh out of high school, so I was playing football and shit. So, bro, I walk up, Mike's behind me. It's my brother. My brother called Mike. Yo, you need to get the fuck over here. That's why we hauled ass. So as soon as I walk up, bro, the whole fucking, I'm like marching. The fucking crowd is just like parting. Because I'm like bigger than everybody. The crowd is just fucking parting. I see my brother up there just chilling. Having the best time of his life. So I walk up. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? What's going on? He looks at Mike. He's like, why did you bring him? He was like, what the fuck you mean? This is your brother. I'm like, bro, you called like some shit was about to pop off. What the fuck's going on? Let's get in the car. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. All right, cool. We jump in the car. As soon as we jump in the car, he's like, you'll never guess what the fuck just happened. I'm like, what happened? What the fuck? Now, my brother knew the whole time what me and Mike were doing. We were hustling. He's like, this little short Italian motherfucker walks up to me at the bar. You know what I mean? He's like, yo, let me buy you a drink. My brother's like, yeah, cool. You know what I mean? Anybody trying to be cool and buy him a drink? Yeah, hell yeah. Hennessy on the rocks. Dude buys him a drink. They get to chatting. He's like, yo, where you from? New York, Yankees, blah, blah, blah. They talk a little bit. All of a sudden, dude's like, yo, so what are you and them two boys doing down on 951 and Golden Gate Parkway? My brother looked at him like, fuck you, motherfucker. Got up and walked out. This happened like a couple minutes right before. It was, I guess, a Haitian concert going on. That shit let out. So he wanted to get out of there real quick, but I guess he was fucked up and kind of forgot. But, you know, as soon as he got in the car, he kind of remembered, you know what I mean? So I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? And I'm talking about we ain't even, like, big time or doing it. We just petty. We super petty, bro. We just trying to fucking eat, fucking get a place. Like, we super petty. It wasn't even, but they just happened to stumble upon us. After that shit happened, man, it was about a week later, I had a 1967 Chevy Impala, right? And at the time, it wasn't running. So it was parked in the same parking lot that we lived in. So towards the end of the night, after we got off work, me and Mike would call our girls. We were dating at the time, you know what I mean? I was dating, you know, my oldest daughter's mom at the time. You know, this was before she moved down, which started a whole motherfucking shit. But anyway.
What is DJ Lou?
Are you recording right now?
Yeah, dog. That's my intro.
With the gunshots, with a bumper clot, with a goddamn. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we coming for the throne.
So we took a little break, but I'm back, man. I don't want to bore you guys. You know what I mean? So I left off where my brother got approached.
Yeah.
Basically undercover at the bar, right?
Yep.
All right. So I got my son with me, young Lou. You know what I mean? He's helping me out. He's been sitting here the whole time, but he's pretty quiet. But, you know, he's heard bits and pieces of the story. But him being young at the time, you know, I couldn't really tell him. But now I'm telling him because he's a man and he can hear this shit. And, you know, he can preach. I always try to educate my son, like, about the shit that I've been through, you know. I want him to learn from my mistakes. So. But, yeah, so.
Last I heard, it sounds like the story where y'all were in the parking lot getting KFC, y'all were hopping out the car.
Same time, yeah. Actually, that.
I feel like
you brought that up because it happened within the same week.
Yeah, I feel like you were going there.
All right, yes, exactly. So we used to hang out after work. We used to hang out in the parking lot on my car, which I had a 1967 Impala, like I mentioned earlier. So it wasn't running at the time, but we would sit out there. And if you're from the 90s, If you know Lowrider Magazine, I used to have a stack of Lowrider Magazines. So we would go out to the car. We had a couple of cell phones, which cost an arm and a leg back in the fucking 90s. Like, it was like 25 cent a fucking minute. So if you called a bitch on a cell phone, you better love that bitch straight up. Like, that shit was expensive, right? At my fucking first daughter's mom, your older sister's mom ran up a $900 fucking phone bill. Yeah, talking to her fucking family in California. So anyway, we would go out to the parking lot, and we would call our girls and shit, whoever's, you know, done talking. We would still sit out there and, like, watch each other's back. So if he was talking still on the phone, I would sit in the car, read a magazine, whatever. I would read the Lowriders. So this particular night, it happened to be 2 weeks after my brother was approached in the bar. So we're sitting out there. I ran out of minutes on my phone. So my phone cut off. I couldn't talk to my girl at the time. Mike's sitting on the back of the car. I'm sitting in the driver's seat. Car's not even on. I ain't even got the keys. The keys are in the house. The bitch is not running. So, you good? Yeah, cough your ass off. Alright. No, you good. Fuck that. It's raw shit. You know what I mean? It's real. This ain't scripted. Fuck that. So anyway, he's sitting on the back of the car. All of a sudden, two motherfucking bicycle cops roll up out of nowhere. And when I tell you, I ain't never seen a motherfucking bicycle cop in goddamn Naples, Florida in my life, bro. Golden Gate, Florida. We looking at each other like, where the fuck these motherfuckers roll up from? On bikes? On bikes, bro? So we looking at each other like, they came not cars, not unmarks. They came out of the shadows on bikes, my nigga, straight up.
Y'all rode out from the department?
Like, that y'all ass. Fucking, like, mountain biking over here, like, hopping off the buildings and shit? Where the fuck did y'all come from? Like, straight up.
Yeah.
Not to mention, we just smoked a fucking Philly Titan before we walked out there, so like, I'm chilling. I'm looking at little Mexican bitches in Lowrider magazines, chilling on Impalas and shit. That's my vibe. These motherfuckers come fucking mountain biking off goddamn palm trees and shit out of nowhere, and we're like, hey, there's been kids breaking in the cars. They give us the people breaking in the cars. Fuck shit, fucking lying. Me and Mike looking at each other like, we're wearing our work uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
We just got off work. We're wearing our sporting fucking uniforms, like the fucking sports apparel place we're working at. Like, oh, we look suspicious, and they're white. We're wearing white motherfucking shirts. Like,
yeah, like y'all are breaking in.
Come on, bro. What the fuck y'all talking about, all right? So we already, like, from the jump, like, fuck y'all. What y'all want? He's like, oh, they've been breaking in the cars, this and that. Oh, can we search your car? I know there ain't nothing in the car. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Go search that shit. All of a sudden, I kind of look back. And the bag that we carry our shit in is sitting in the backseat. The bag that we would go be up on is sitting in the backseat. I'm like, oh, shit. I don't know if there's the fucking magnets in there. I don't know if there's paraphernalia. I'm like, fuck. So it's a 50-50 chance shit's about to go south. So start searching through the car and shit, looking at Mike, he looking at me. I'm like, yo, I don't know. Like, he could tell in my face, I don't know what's about to happen. Dude's looking, he goes to the back seat, shit was in the back seat. He grabs the bag, lifts it up, looks under it, and sets it back down. Oh, I'm gonna find that. Alright, cool. About this time, they're about to cut us loose. My brother comes out of the apartment. And my brother the fucking cops. My brother, he hates the fucking cops. So I already see in his face, he's ready to run out there and be fucking berserker. I'm talking about Frank.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Frank the fucking cops. That angle's it. You see his eyes light up. He's about to, and he sees me from a distance, and I'm like, better. Like, chill, you know what I mean? So he's standing at the door, cops haul ass.
this moment right now, what just happened the last, like, month, we feeling like they pressing us. Yo, the sheriffs are on our ass, bro. We don't know why, because, like I said, nigga, we petty. What the fuck's going on? Frank comes out there, and he's like, yo, what the fuck was that about? I'm like, nigga, they just rolled up on us, questioning us about stealing. He's like, that's the motherfucker from the bar. One of the bicycle cops. He's like, that's the motherfucker that was approached me at the bar, bro. From there, bro, my gut just fucking tied in a knot. Like, what? What the fuck? Like, they coming at us like that, bro? And man, all of a sudden, it was like, hey, it's time to bounce. We ain't welcome in Collier County no more. We're not welcome out here. We need to jump in the motherfucking, pack our shit, say goodbye to everybody we got close with, and bump the fuck out. So we put the word out to everybody we fucked with. Hey, we 2 weeks. You want to fuck with us? Come see us in the next 2 weeks. Party with us. Chill with us. Because my niggas, y'all ain't finna see us again. You feel me? This is goodbye. About a week later, the very next weekend, my boy Paul hits me up. Now, the sporting goods store that me and Mike worked at, we met some cool-ass people. There's this one chick in particular that we met. Her name was Dana. It was an Italian chick. She was probably about 5'2". Tomboyish as fuck. When I met her, I thought she was a lesbian. No offense. I thought she was tomboyish, just cool as fuck, bro. I would crack a joke, come right back. And I'm like, oh, yeah. If you can match my wits, bitch, you fun, you cool as fuck, right? I ain't know this bitch. Her family was fucking in the Italian mob. She was 17 years old and drove a fucking, at the time, the little, you know, the Mercedes fucking SUVs, the smaller ones, mm-hmm. back in the 90s, brand new. Great wine, leather seats, a Mercedes fucking CLK, whatever the fuck it was top of the line Mercedes, bro, at 17 years old. We stopped by her house one day. She gave me and Mike a ride home. We stopped by her house one day, bro. She got a fucking mansion with the water fountain. Out front, straight up. We're like, yo, Dana, who the fuck are you? Like, yo, oh, my parents, they in the mob. My grandfather, straight up, my grandfather was in the mob. We're like, yo, this bitch is gangster. And you work at the sporting goods store? What the fuck? Oh, yeah, I get bored, so I work. Okay, cool. Long story short, that weekend before we left, you know what I mean? My boy Paul, yo, we're going to go see Dana. You wanna? She had gotten gotten into UCF. So she went to Orlando. So mind you, like I said, we got there before the summer. We were there wilding out through the whole summer. Fall started. She dipped off to school. It was the time me and Mike were ready to close up shop, ready to bounce. So he was like, yo, you want to go up there? Yeah, fuck it. I got a couple stacks. We finna burn this shit, and then we out. This motherfucker called me up. Yo, come outside. I go outside. Him and another friend of ours rented a fucking limo. They pull up in a stretch Lincoln limo. 99, Lincoln Town Car, black limo. Yo, he finna drive us up to Orlando for so much. That's right. So we dip up from Naples to fucking Orlando. We stop by the gas station, fucking ride, bro. We getting looks. That shit, I ain't gonna lie, it was the best feeling of my life. That shit was what's up. It was tight. We pull up. We call Dana. Yo, we're Orlando. What's up? Yo, I'm at a party. Parties in Orlando were off the chain. We talking about late 90s.
You feel me? Multicultural.
Late 90s. Niggas were wild. It wasn't, you go to a party in Orlando, it wasn't small. And then this was a college party, UCF.
Chief was right? telling me about Orlando parties.
Okay. We pull up in the apartment complex, bro. Literally the whole party fucking stopped that was out on the balcony looking at us pull up in a limo. You know, I'm the hustler. I'm on the phone with Dana. I'm the only one with a cell phone, but I hop out the phone. I hop out the fucking car, and I'm talking to Dana. I'm like, yo, we're out front. So I hop out, not to mention, I got fucking jewelry on. I didn't realize it at the time, and not that I was trying to stunt, but I hopped out that bitch looking like a star, bro, for real, bro. I had a big ass, at the time, 90s, sterling silver was a big thing. I had a big ass sterling silver dragon. That bitch hung about this low, matching bracelet. I thought I was flossing. So I jump out the limo. What's up? She comes down. She's like, what's up? Everybody in the party's like, who the fuck is that? Bro, from that moment we pulled in, bro, we partied the whole fucking weekend. The whole weekend. Like, we didn't sleep. I didn't sleep till I got back home.
That's straight crazy.
Up. Right? So we go back to the house. We're like, yo, we finna have one last party before we dip. And at this time, Mike was like, yo, I'ma chill here for a minute. I'm like, yo, you staying? You're not coming back with me? He's like, nah, I got a job with JR, you know what I mean? I'ma thug it out. I'm like, yo, that's what's up. Nigga, I'm going to my mama house. I done failed. I done fucked up. I done, you know what I mean? I'm yeah. walling out. Cops are on my ass. Nigga, I'm going to my mama house. Straight up. So, we had one last party. The night of this party, everything in my life at that particular time came to clash. I had moved my first daughter's mom, your older sister, down there. So she was down there. My first baby mom was down there. I had started fucking around behind her back with Paul. Paul, the dude that hit me up about the limo. It was his sister. So I was fucking around with her. Now mind you, I'm young, man. I did some fucked up shit, I ain't gonna lie. And that's the truth. This is my confession. This is my story. It's admitting when I fucked up. And I fucked up young. You know what I mean? And I did my first baby mama wrong. I fucked up, you know. So I was fucking around with this chick. She had found out that I had a baby mama and a baby. Your older sister was probably about 6 months at the time. Now, mind you, I had a pregnant girlfriend the whole time all this wild ass shit is going on. Yeah. She was pregnant the whole time. I'm wilding out doing all this dumb shit. So the last night we had the party there, she goes to drop me off at JR's apartment because his mom done dipped out of town again. So we got their apartment. We finna have a party there. She drops me off. Paul's sister sees her and starts catching the attitude. Shit went south. So anyway, she leaves. I go to the apartment, you know, we're taking showers at JR. It's like we're all fresh out of work. We were, you know, same routine. Fresh out of work, go get ready, we're about to party tonight. It's only me and Paul in the apartment. Mike and JR, they went to go pick up somebody, a couple of other friends of mine. It's only me and him chilling. All of a sudden, the phone rings. Paul picks up. It's like, what? What the fuck? Now. When his sister did, she went to the apartment complex right next door to another friend's apartment of ours that they were partying over there. But they were sniffing Zannies. Zanny bars. Yeah, they were sniffing them. Right?
Listen. Crazy.
Yeah. You know what that is?
Yeah, of course.
They were sniffing them bitches. When I see Paul bugging out on the phone, I already read it. I already knew what was up. Now, mind you, at the time, I'm like 300 fucking pounds. But I play football, so I'm still pretty athletic. slung that motherfucking door open, Paul managed to dart out the door before me. Because Paul was a shorter dude, but he was real fit. He ain't even hang up the phone. When I slung that door open, that nigga already hit the door. I'm behind him. He's about 135, 140 pounds. I'm fucking 300, and we're step for step. We get to the apartment, bro, and I'm bigger than him, so I kick the fucking door open. I kick that fucking door open. There's blood all over the motherfucking hallway. Now, the apartment that's set up, it's a long hallway. First door to the left is a bedroom. Next door, laundry room. And this is a hallway. Next opening is the kitchen. Then a little dining area, living room, then another bedroom. So we're like, when I walk in that apartment, bro, it's like a fucking nightmare. There's blood. I swear to God, all over the walls. I'm not making this shit up. We get to the kitchen. There's a kid. Another fucking kid just wailing on him, like just digging this kid in. And Paul's sister, who had just left because she was mad at me, is in the corner crying with a friend of hers, holding her wrist because this kid that's getting his ass beat just cut her, just stabbed her. I'm not making this shit up. This is a true story. She was talking some shit to him, and he bugged out being so fucking drugged up on Xannies that he turned around and went to stab her with a fucking butcher knife, and she put her arm up, and he caught her in the wrist, and that blood just squirted all over the apartment. Yeah, bro. Yeah, straight up, right? Seeing this kid wailing on him, seeing, kind of putting together what happened, bro, we all jump on this kid. This kid's name was Beefy. He is about fucking 300 pounds, about my size, but you could tell he wasn't right in the head. You know what I mean? Next thing you know, they call the cops. I'm like, I got to get the fuck out of here because I'm not trying to be implemented. You know what I mean? We about to get the fuck out of town. So we bounce. They wind up arresting the kid. You know what I mean? After that night, I never heard from the girl again, you know, which is, it was crazy, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that was the last weekend we were in Naples, or I was in Naples. So I bounced back to fucking High Springs with my mom and shit. And,
so when'd you reunite back with Mike?
With Mike again? Well, shit. After I moved back from Naples, he came back. He came back, I would say, like a month later. And we moved in with a friend of ours and his parents. His parents had a big-ass river house. They had, like, a two-story river house. We moved in with them. So we stayed with them until we got on the feet. I was back and forth between there and my mom's house. So when we moved back there, and we came back to, you know, High Springs, Lachua County area. That's when we met up with Kelly and her sister and her friend. And that was shortly before Kelly's mom committed suicide. So, go ahead and pause it. So, yeah, that was... That was pretty much our last weekend in Naples together. Eventually, I moved back, you know, to I moved back home. A month later, he popped back up because that motherfucker got homesick and shit. So that's around the time that we met Kelly. We met Kelly, his sister. Kelly was dating my best friend DB at the time, you know, and that's how we kind of reconnected. You know, from our childhood, and from that moment on, Kelly and I were close, you know what I mean? So, our little group, man, it was me, Mike, DB, two other friends of ours, guys, Kelly, her sister, another friend of hers, and then there was one other girl that would randomly hang out with us and shit. And that was pretty much our little party crew, you know what I mean?
Once a lot of people found out that him and I moved back from Naples and shit, like, you know, like, it was on, man. Like, I had to connect. We had the friends. We started wilding out, you know, and then tragedy kind of struck with Kelly's mom. And from that moment on, you know, we all went hard together for like another year or so. Me and my older daughter's mom, you know, kind of got serious. Then we broke up. Then 6 months after that, I met my ex-wife. But pretty much after Kelly's mom died, you know, a few months after that, we all just kind of went our separate ways. So shortly after that, you know, Leilani's mom hauled ass to California. I met your mom like 6 months later. We were married for like 15 years. But from that time to where me and Mike reconnected, it had probably been about 8 years. We actually lost contact for about 8 years. You know, and if you know about real friendship, man, it doesn't matter how much time you spend apart. When you see each other, that shit's instant. You know what I mean? Because that bond, like, you got to think, me and this nigga starved together. We hustled together. You know what I mean? He would have fucking took a, you know, body for me. I would have took a body for him. You know what I mean? So that was my brother. So, you know, I met your mom, got serious about life, got serious about my family, you know what I mean? Now, we would bump into each other occasionally throughout the time me and your mom were together and shit, but we didn't kick it like we used to, you know what I mean? Me and your mom eventually got married, so I can't kick it like I used to, you know what I mean? I was trying to be responsible and shit, and then you came along. You know, and that really, you know, it's like, fuck that. I got to be on some adult shit, you know. So 6 months after you came along, me and your mom were like, fuck it. Let's try something else. And we moved to California. So we moved to California for a year, came back. And funny enough, we had been back for about a year. And we moved in with your grandmother until, you know, we got back on our feet and shit. So we're in Alachua, and we're at the intersection in front of McDonald's, and it's early in the morning. It's like, I don't remember what day it was. It was like early in the morning. Now, mind you, I ain't see Mike. At this point, I ain't seen Mike in probably like 4 years, probably like 4 or 5 years since the last time we actually seen or spoke, right? So we're at the light, and we're headed towards High Springs. So, you know the light in front of McDonald's before the interstate?
Mm-hmm.
So, we're headed towards, like, we're going to go under the interstate. And I just feel something. I'm like, something. Like, you know how you feel a motherfucker staring at you? So, I'm at the light, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, and I look over, and he's sitting there just looking at me, grinning. And I'm like, yo, I ain't seen my dog in almost 5 years, you know what I mean? He's like, pull over. Yeah. Man, I grab that nigga. I hug him. Like, what's up, bro? He's like, man, where you been? And I'm like, I've been in Cali. He's like, Cali? You went to Cali, motherfucker? I'm like, yeah, bitch. I was in Cali driving trucks in the mountains, bitch. In the desert. He's like, because, you know, I got my CDL and shit. So he's like, bro, I missed you. I'm like, yo, my nigga, like, it's so good to see you. And that's when chapter 2 kicks off. It's like anytime me and this nigga reconnect, like the hustle was just automatic. It's like, we, yo, my nigga, what's up, what's up? Like, we ain't even gotta speak. As soon as we reconnect, it's like, what's up? Nigga, I'm doing bad. Nigga, I'm doing bad too. What's up? You ready to get down?
We were doing it horribly. It was our first go around. We didn't know what the fuck we were doing. This time around is different. This time around is so different. I'm like, yo, I got this plug, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yo, I got these people from out of town, Bell, Trenton, blah, 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 looking. Oh, my niggas, it's time to get down again.
You want this to be episode 2?
Where we at right now?
An hour.
Yeah. We rolling? Alright. I don't know what the fuck you on. Come on. You tripping. Like, we on a roll right now. You don't want to do this?
Come on, we're rolling.
Alright, we're rolling. All right. So, second time we link up, right? I think you're about a year and a half old. No, you're like 2 years old.
No, I remember.
You're about 2 years old. No, no, no. We had linked up before I started living with him, before we moved in together.
Yeah, I remember when I was 1 year old.
Do you?
Yep.
California and all that shit?
Yep.
Oh, damn, that's a good-ass memory. I remember shit from when I was an infant, too. For real, from like New York and all that shit. I do.
Yep, so, I remember.
I don't know. My memory is...
I remember them cutting the umbilical cord and all.
Shut the fuck up. No, but I remember shit from where, like, I was too young to remember. So, we wanted to reconnect and shit, man. And, I remember he was living off Tower Road. I won't say what apartment complex, but if you're from the Alachua County area, Gainesville, and you're off Tower Road, it was an infamous fucking apartment complex that everybody lived at, so you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, he was living there with a roommate and shit, man, and he was doing carpentry, laboring, bullshit. He's like, man, I'm doing bad. Motherfucker didn't even have a TV in his room.
Oh.
Yeah, he was doing bad. We both love playing PlayStation because that was our thing, bro. We used to play college football. We used to play NBA Live on the PlayStation 1. That was our thing, all right? That's how fucking old we are. We used to ball on PlayStation 1, all right? So we used to play NBA Live. That was our shit. We used to play NCAA March Madness. You remember that game? That was our shit. We used to go at it.
I remember going over to his house and playing that ninja game.
Which one? Tenchu?
It was on the PlayStation 2.
Yeah, Tenchu Stealth Assassin. That was that shit.
Yeah, that was that shit.
That was that shit.
I think it was like gory and all that.
I go over to my dog's house to hang out with him and shit. I go to watch a Gator game because he loved basketball just like you.
Mm-hmm.
Gator basketball. His first team was Florida. His second team was fucking Duke, right? But he used to love college. He was the one that got me into college basketball, right? So anyway, I go over to see him, man. My boy is doing bad. Like, he barely making it type shit, you know what I mean? And I'm like, well, fuck, bro. Listen, I got blase. I got a plug. Let's do it. Because I ain't going to lie, man. Ever since I was about 14, 15, I've been in and out. I'm not saying I was the man, but I knew how to hustle. I knew when to go in. I knew when to pull out, regardless of how many kids I got. My pull-out game ain't what it used to be. But anyway. So anyway, I'm like, yo, let's do it, bro. Let's get back on that shit. He's like, I'm with it. I got people, blah, blah, blah. All right. I got the supply. You got the demand, basically. Nigga, I'm going to break you off every time something happens. You know what I mean? And we would meet at his spot. I would go to Gainesville. Your mom used to fucking trip. I ain't gonna lie. Cause I would fucking, I gotta play the part. I ain't finna show up looking like goddamn, you know, Rayleigh Joe Small. I'm finna look like I got it together. You know what I mean? So I go to the house, shower, get dressed, throw on a polo, jeans, shoes. You know what I mean? Nothing. But to her, I was, you know, going all out. Shit was suspicious. Bitch, I'm trying to hustle. Fuck that. You know what I mean?
regardless of what you think. So anyway, we did that for a minute, man. And he came up. Funny shit about it. This is how I knew we were doing something to us. I go over back to the apartment one day, and it was close to Christmas. And he's like, yo, I got something to show you. Now, mind you, you were young. I never played online gaming and none of that shit, right? Until I got the PlayStation 3 and TV and play Call of Duty. Remember that shit? Remember, I was new to all that shit. So I go into the apartment. Mike's like, yo, I got something to show you. Now, mind you, we've been hustling for a minute, man. I walk in. He's like, come to the bedroom. Go in the bedroom. They got a 48-inch brand new PlayStation 3. Look at this shit, yo. Yo, he was so fucking happy about that shit. Like, yes, now we, bro. And, you know, we played online game. That was our thing and shit like that. So, anyway, we did that for a minute, man. We hustled for a minute. And then, shit kind of went south after a few years. Me and your moms, you know, had our ins and outs and shit. We ended up splitting up. And I went and moved in with Mike. You know what I mean? He had a room, shit. I wound up staying there. Me and your moms were going through our little split up and shit. And about 2 weeks after moving in, he has a seizure. You, at the time, you were about 4 years old, maybe five, and I went to go pick you up for the weekend, and I remember I got back, and he's sitting on the couch in the living room. He's looking at me all worried and shit, and I'm like, you all right, bro? You good? Because usually, man, he's laughing, clowning, like, he'll say something. Like, even I was, he was one of the, bro, if I was cutting on him, he had a comeback. Like, you know what I mean? So he was always clowning. So he's looking like he got this worried look on his face. And you walk into the room, you know what I mean? And he's like, I was sitting on the edge of the bed talking to this girl. And I was sitting Indian style. And I went to get up, and I fucking passed out. I'm like, yeah, all right. I don't know. He's like, I think, you know, maybe the blood just rushed to my head. You know what I mean? I'm like, all right. So we wound up hanging out that night, man. We were watching some shit on YouTube because all of a sudden he got into these fucking, these haunted fucking house, like, videos on YouTube's. Like, for real. Mm-hmm. He would watch this shit. He would try to get me to watch this. I'm like, bro, I ain't watching that shit. Fuck that. These haunted houses and shit. Like, man, fuck that. I ain't watching that shit. You know what I mean? So anyway, I think it was about a week after that, man. I didn't have you that week. I was going out on a date or something with some chick. I come back, and he's sitting there on the couch again. He's like, man, I don't know what's going on. I was sitting here, and I started having a seizure.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, we had a coffee table that was made of glass, and it sat on top of, like, a metal, like, you know, support. And he was like, I was kicking that bitch so hard, the glass was, like, about to come off that bitch. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, he's like, will you take me to urgent care?